Well, let's see what happens. I mean, and that's the part where I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. But for business, I'm definitely not about that. I'm like, okay, let's take this forward and see how we can create opportunities, because I truly believe that businesses who have that mindset, they will survive. The ones who will go into hibernation and hiding and waiting and seeing, those are the ones who will die during a crisis. So, well, not literally, of course, but.
Okay, so what you just said, that's a great opening, and I'm going to use that as the opening. And you're already recording, so we're just going to continue here. But I'm Bradley Charbonneau, and this is the Repossible Podcast. I'm here with Nicolene Huizinga, and we've been on the phone for, I don't know, maybe half an hour. And I think within half an hour, she has already altered my path for the coming weeks and months of what I'm going to focus on. And then she just told me what she's done within the past week. And that's altered her path for the short term and potentially long term. And we were, as I said, Nicolene, we just got to hit record and see, because this is good stuff. Because I think Nicolene and I are both very positive, very action oriented, very much go-getters. And I think she was just saying this is the path that businesses and individuals and entrepreneurs and solopreneurs are going to have to take to get out of the surviving mode and back into thriving mode.
Absolutely.
So we can go over how you helped me in a minute, but let's talk about you and how you just turned. So a little backstory here. I was supposed to be one of the speakers at Nicolene's in-person workshop in Amsterdam next week. Lo and behold, what, a week ago you canceled, or
Yes.
a week? Wow. So a week ago she had to cancel. And what did you do first? Did you cancel it, or did you say, or what did you say? How did you do that?
At
Did you
first, I was thinking, because it was even before the whole kind of lockdown situation started, because I got questions from people saying, I would like a refund, or what are you doing if Corona hits us? And I was like, okay, I really need to be thinking about this. And then I thought, okay, I need to make a change. Oh, at first, I thought about canceling, but I thought, you know, all
Yeah.
these amazing people are coming. I have wonderful guest speakers. I don't want to cancel anything. And as I am used to working online a lot, I was thinking, okay, why not turn it into an online event, even though that can be challenging and I would never force anyone to sit in a chair behind a screen for 8 hours or 9 hours, because that's hell.
Right.
So we need to turn it around and turn it into something else. And basically that's what I did. So I turned it into an online kind of mastermind like session. So instead of a day being, well, in real life in some beautiful fancy place, seeing guest speakers and being able to network with people, I'm really taking it in a smaller group, but in a different context, and it's still happening. And I think that is a massive change, that it's not about canceling, it's about adapting it and taking it online. And I think that's where the first shift started.
Wow. And then on a personal note, what I thought was so interesting was that so I've known you for a little while now, and I recognize that you're a perfectionist, and I am not. I am much more, let's just hit record and see what happens. And so, but then you just told me a few minutes ago, you said that people were used, well, how people are asking, well, how are you going to do this? And you said, well, Zoom, of course. And some people said, Zoom? What do you mean Zoom? How do you do that? I don't know how to use Zoom. Or I don't, if they're a little more advanced, I don't know how to use Zoom as an online group event. And then so this light bulb in your head went off again and say, gee, that seems like people don't necessarily know how to use Zoom. And so you just told me that you created a mini course for Zoom. But then the part where I see this sort of mindset shift even bigger is you told me you recorded 9 videos and you didn't edit and you didn't make them perfect and it all just went really great and you're done and you're happy. For me, that's almost like a bigger like trajectory alteration.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. Because the thing is, as you said, you know, I am a perfectionist. I really want stuff to look nice. I want it to be perfect without any typos or, you know, any, I don't know, stumbling upon words in a video. Yeah. But I was like, okay, people need this. They need to know Zoom. Okay, I have the knowledge. I can share it with people. So I need to start recording videos about that. So within a few hours, I had 9 videos recorded, edited, and put on my online learning platform. And I was never, ever before had I been so unprepared, perfect, with all the beautiful logos and fluff and all that's going on in subtitles. And I don't know what I'm always doing. So, but it was there in like a few hours. And it really surprised me because this is so unlike me. It's so unlike me. But it's like, okay, we need the speed. We need to keep going. And now I've got 2 courses on there. Because yesterday evening I delivered a live training on doing Zoom for groups. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to record that one. I'm going to put that in on my learning platform as well. But until yesterday morning, I had not prepared any slides or screenshots or whatever. And it's so unlike me. So you're right. That's a huge shift. Like, okay, you know, when the going gets tough, you really get creative. And then apparently you are able to move past that. I don't know, the procrastination and the perfectionism and all of that that's going on. So it's mind blowing for me as well.
Well, you know, I like titles, and you just said when the going gets tough, you really get creative.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the attitude we have to have. Otherwise, we're all going to go hide under a rock for the next 3 weeks or 3 months. Yeah. Nobody knows at this point.
Yeah.
And hiding under a rock is going to get kind of boring.
Absolutely. And it doesn't get us anywhere. You know, I truly believe that, especially when you look at businesses, but people in general, they will survive when they get creative and when they go for that community. And I love all the initiatives that are going on right now. People helping each other out, people finding each other online. Yeah. You know, people coming up with the most amazing ideas to show solidarity and ways to create that connection and to keep that connection going and to keep that sense of community going. And that is, I think that's such a hopeful thing when you look at what's happening now. And because we are all in this together, and some people really get creative. And I love that. I love that about humans in general. We have that capacity. And I know that's, well, up your alley as well, that people are creative, but they don't know when they are stuck in, a simple 9-to-5 job and they've been doing that for 20 years. They kind of lost track of their own creativity. And now when we have to be creative, we get creative. And it's all there. It's like, ta-da, creativity has been there all the time, but we haven't been using it. So I love that.
Wow, creativity has been there all the time. You're right. That is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I think this is good. I think, so also in our talk previously to hitting record, I had said, Nicolene, I'm done. I'm done here with my side of things. You already helped me and I got what I needed. Thanks. Let's move on to you. And I think right now for this topic, for the mindset shift and the creativity is there. You just need to sort of get the boulder out of the way. I think we have a great topic here, a great Repossible style podcast episode And who knows, this could even, like, I'm already thinking this could even be part of sort of the nonfiction author platform, in that with a mindset shift.
Yes.
And even being able to, here's my idea, this is what I was planning on doing, online course. Ooh, look what accidentally happened.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it and make that work too with the Zoom mini course. So this is just perfect. And I think this is the kind of thing we really need to hear right now to bolster us and to lift us up right now in these crazy times.
Yes.
This is unprecedented.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't know what to do.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, I have never experienced something like that before. No. I mean, Sunday, I went to the supermarket and it was, I don't know, 90% empty. I've never, ever seen an empty supermarket. Never.
Right. Yeah.
So it's really a crazy time. And for some strange reason, when you're talking about mind shift, the letter C pops up all the time, because it's mind shift in a crisis. It's mind shift to creativity, mind shift in crazy times. So the C mind shift is like a thing in my head now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all, great. And of course, you know, the virus with the C. But it's, you know,
can't leave that out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we can't, because that's the reason why we're all confined to our homes right now. But, but it's funny how the brain works. I mean, I'm amazed at it.
Yeah. Well, if we allow it to, if we let the creative monster out of the cage.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. And I think that we are so much more capable of being creative and being resourceful and being resilient, but only if we allow it, because it's so easy, you know, to surround yourself with the negative vibes about everything that's going on in the news and all the depressing stories that you hear about the economy and all of that. But I think it's also a choice, like, okay, I'm not going to be defeated by this. We're really going to go through this and we're going to survive. Because in a few months' time, or a few weeks, hopefully, but more likely a few months, this will be behind us. And then what? You know, then we have wasted a lot of time feeling down and negative, while we could have shifted things around for the better. And I think that that's something we can do as humans.
Yeah. Speaking of surviving, did you see there was a clip of Gloria Gaynor who sings "I Will Survive" while she's washing her hands? That was fantastic.
Yeah, speaking about creativity.
Yes, exactly. And sharing it. And sharing it with the world. It's uplifting. And look, she's doing something silly and it's not perfect and prepared and with a studio. She sits in her bathroom and that's kind of thing we need.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing we need. And there will always be a time to make things look perfect and on fleek and on brand and all of that. But for now, we don't need that.
No. Well, thank you so much for talking today.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a fantastic and relevant episode. And it's just it's perfect timing. It's a perfect example of how we can choose to act and react with what's going on.
Absolutely. We always have a choice, I think.
All right. Thank you so much for talking. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.